The whole Danish outlook is, you know, it's all about quality of life, isn't it? Rather than what you earn and you know, the possessions you have. Have I got that right?
More or less, yeah. It's the Danish work week is 37 hours, but people actually only work 34 hours. And especially Brits coming to Denmark find it very difficult that Fridays are usually half days. And if a British person or an English person would then stay in the office extra hours, and all the Danes would go around and be like, you know what, I don't think Thomas is very good at his job. And someone would say, why? Marie, why do you say that about Thomas? And Marie will say, well, he keeps staying late at the office. Maybe there was something he didn't get right.
I would love that. I would love that.
Well, you can say that the Danish mentality is that your spare time is the most important time. We work to have time off rather than people who like work to work. And in England, I guess it's a sign of like, I'm a good employee, I stay late on Fridays. Where in Denmark, it's like, oh, I'm done, I'm leaving early. And everyone's like, oh, Jesus, that was good work. He did it all in half the time.
So you're making people in the UK now think that the Denmark is the place to be, whereas almost it sounds like you're getting praised for leaving early on a Friday.
Yeah. That's the you need to be good at your job to do this, though.
it's the UK dream, I think. I've got to ask you more about 7 years as well, because it's had, I'm just looking at the stats actually, for 7 years, nearly 150 million plays on Spotify, which I think has got to be some kind of a record. I know you've had millions of views on YouTube and things like that as well. Was it difficult to write 7 years with, you know, with the theme being of as what it is in there?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I don't really bring the theme. Like, I don't really think of the theme before I write the song. I just write. Like, it took 3 hours to write the song, and then it was done. I just write a lot.
So it's like a sort of stream of consciousness thing for you, rather than...
Yeah, more or less. James Joycing.
Very good. Very good. So, you know, where do you go from here with that kind of, you know, with that kind of, you know, impact that certainly that you're having in this country at the moment? Are we going to be seeing you playing live anywhere? You've got any plans to tour or anything?
I think we're going to do a grand job following up with the record, because 7 years isn't, in my opinion, the best song on the record. So there's a bunch of songs left that people haven't heard yet. And I guess what our main focus is right now is get people connected to us, so that people want to listen to more than just 7 years. So mm-hmm. It's not just a song. We want it to be an album. We're very much album artists, and we love listening to albums. We love producing full albums. So yeah, the full album experience is basically what we're trying to give people.
Well, we'll stick links up to that on our Facebook page as well. I think certainly for people listening here in the UK, it's a breath of fresh air to speak to you in the kind of whole Danish
thank you
frame of mind. Absolutely. No, absolutely. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for joining us on the show this evening, Lucas Graham.
Thanks a million, Andy. Have a great evening.